We thank you for this season, this time of year. There's such excitement and anticipation, and especially through the eyes of a child and the mouth of a child, and it's just a joy to be a part of that today. And as we gather as a family with so many of our own families represented here, I just pray that this time would be a blessing to everyone here, and most of all, a blessing to you. And as we gather our offerings, Father, I pray that these would be put to the work of building your family, your kingdom family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for coming. The children are very, very excited to share with you what Jesus means to them and what Christmas means to them. I'm going to be sitting right here, and I don't want to cover anybody from being able to see the children. And I just invite you, if you're in the back, feel free to move up front so you can capture the expressions. So you can just move around now if you want to, right before we begin. Feel free to, okay? All right.
Thank you. On the outskirts of Bethlehem, angels gathered in the night sky for a brilliant announcement like none other.
Jesus had come to earth as a baby, and the angels were so excited to let the world know about it.
Luke 2 tells us, "And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'"
Even though his arrival was over 2,000 years ago, it was a night mankind would never forget.
To the angels, Jesus was... Wait. What did Jesus mean to the angels? His coming meant good news of great joy for all the people. On a hillside outside Bethlehem, the angels' glorious news of Christ's birth was to a group of lowly shepherds tending their flocks at night.
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word about what had been told to them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
What did Jesus mean to the shepherds? He meant hope for all mankind, that he would come to earth and humble himself, being like them.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
"Following the star in the sky, these wise men stood on a long, long journey."
"The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed."
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What did Jesus mean to the wise men? He was a gift more precious than any gift they could ever give him.
To some, Christmas can mean sparkling lights on the tree filled with lots of decorations.
To some, Christmas can mean ripping into that red and green package, shimmering with bows and ribbons and bows.
And to some, Christmas can be dashing here and there from one store to another trying to pick out that perfect gift.
Yet without Jesus, there's no angel announcement, no shepherds on the hillside, no manger filled with hay, no gifts from the wise men.
What does Jesus mean to me? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life.
Jesus means Christmas to me.
Joseph strong, no tiny child fast asleep, no star so bright with twinkling light, no more than Jesus to seek.
No frankincense, no pearl that's fragrant and sweet, no fairy flower, no Christmas morn, and in the world there.
Peace.
Yeah, take Jesus out of
To the angels, Jesus was good news for all the people.
To the shepherds, Jesus was a humble child in the manger sent from mankind.
To the wise men, Jesus was the King of the Jews.
As it was told by the prophet Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called.
Thank you. What a delight. Thank you, children. Why don't you stand up and we'll one more time say thank you to you all. You did a wonderful job. Yay. There's definitely something about children and Christmas, that God would come to us as a child, as a newborn. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, we read in Isaiah 9. And also we read in Isaiah chapter 11, righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. Jesus was God's son, the little child who leads us, and today we've been led by a lot of little children, and we thank you and we're blessed. So we're going to be dismissed, and those who are going caroling, oh, you want to say something?
Yeah, one okay. Second.
Good.
Well, Miss Joyce put a lot into this for all the kids, so we just wanted to say a thank you to her. The kids have had a great time preparing this, and just some really special moments of praying together for you guys as you receive the musical today, and a lot of hard work that they put into it, and Miss Joyce was at the head of all that. So boys and girls back there, what do we all say to Miss Joyce?
Thank you!
Thank you. I'll tell you what, without Rebecca, I could have never done it. And Ashley helped out too.
And the soundtrack and the audio, a lot of people did a lot. The costumes, great memories. Don't some of us have memories like this? Lord, we just thank you for Jesus. Jesus means Christmas to us. Thank you for this reminder. So with such enthusiasm and innocence and fun and music and words and their presence that our children were able to bless us today. And we pray for continued blessing for each one of them as they grow and as they learn more of you and as they serve you and spread your kingdom. And may we all do the same because of Jesus. Amen. Now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Go in peace, and the God of peace go with you.
Children, wait there.
Oh, children, wait?
For their parents.
Oh, wait for your parents, kids.